This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on Tuesday, the 4th of April, 2017. My name is Audrey Raj, together with, for the second day in a row, my bud, Angeline Tay.
Hello, hello.
Before we get started, a quick update on the Metro terror blast in Russia.
Okay, yeah. So the BBC, citing Russian media reports, the man suspected of killing 11 people in St. Petersburg yesterday is in his early 20s and is from Central Asia. Mm. At last count, 11 are dead and at least 45 people injured in an explosion which occurred between two underground stations.
Yeah, what's scary is that the St. Petersburg metro system is used by more than 2 million passengers every day. And during rush hour, it's really, really, all these people traveling to work and back. It's just like our LRT and MRT system here.
Yeah.
Millions are on the train, right?
Yeah.
And the death toll could have been much higher also, considering there was another explosive device found at another station, but that didn't blow up. So
yeah.
Quite scary.
Yeah, and our hearts go out to all those who lost their loved one in this tragedy. The BFM news team is following this story closely and will have the latest for you as the details trickle in.
Yeah, okay. So let's lighten the mood up a bit. Like you just heard Sabrina report in the news bulletin minutes ago, Grab has completed its first major acquisition after it bought Indonesian startup Kudo to boost its mobile payments platform. And this is huge news because although both parties have gave an accurate figure for the size of the deal, there are initial reports suggesting that Grab could have paid more than $100 million for Kudo.
Yeah, that's a huge sum. But you know, there are also reports that the deal might be a mix of cash and equity that's worth about $80 million to $100 million US dollars. But still a pretty big buy, and it's a good exit for the company and its investors.
Yeah.
And Kudo was actually able to raise an undisclosed seed and Series A rounds from backers, including Green Ventures, 500 Startups, and East Ventures. So they've been tracking very well and finally got snapped up by Grab.
Yeah, the last time Grab made an acquisition was back in like 2013 when they picked up little-known Chinese ride-sharing startup called Yuche.
Yuche.
Well, that deal was pretty much done to establish Grab's Beijing office, which is one of its global engineering bases. And this time around, Grab is paying bigger money for a much more strategic deal, of course, which makes sense because Grab has grown so much as a brand and as a company over the last 4 years or so.
Yeah, the bigger picture here is obviously Grab's payment platform that they've been working on. For those of you who don't know, Grab started working on a payments platform called GrabPay last July, and it initially started to focus on Indonesia. And then the company announced plans for an R&D center in India that was devoted to developing its payment push further. And GrabPay is basically the major focus for a $700 million US dollar investment program it recently revealed to develop its position in Indonesia. So a lot of things happening with Grab in this sector, and you can see that they're going gung-ho about GrabPay as well.
Yeah, that's because Grab really wants to offer a digital payment service because that can give the company a stronger foothold in you know, like our and also Southeast Asia's ride-hailing market, which is forecast to grow, get this, from like $2.5 billion back in 2015 USD to about $13 billion per year by the year 2025. So you look at that 10-year period, that's like a huge leap, right? And this, of course, is according to a report co-authored by Google, so it can be considered pretty accurate. And that's also where it believes Kudo can boost it. The startup is 3 years old, enables people in Indonesia who don't own a credit card, which is the large majority of the country, and don't have a bank account or even lack internet access. They will be able to buy items online.
Yeah, initially it used those point-of-sale kiosks located in public areas, but then it widened its focus to support an agent model, and the firm even claims to have 400 agents across 500 towns in Indonesia. I mean, we've seen many companies try to move into this space because of how lucrative it is, right? Basically, you know, grow in a market where there's money, but where banks cannot move into because people just don't want to have banking services or just don't care.
They're just not used to it, you know? Anyway, here's how this acquisition will work. The Kudo team will join Grab, and the Kudo platform will be integrated with Grab's existing payments ecosystem. Grab will also support and accelerate the expansion of Kudo's agent network across Indonesia and leverage Kudo's reach to bring more riders and drivers and GrabPay users onto the Grab platform.
Mm-hmm. And here's the icing on the cake. Grab also brought in a dedicated executive to lead GrabPay. His name is Jason Thompson, and he was formerly the managing director of EMEA and Asia for Euronet. So as you know, we can say kudos to Grab for their endeavors because seriously, it's nice to see a regional homegrown brand doing so well for themselves.
I knew that kudos was coming somewhere. Well, you know, since we're talking about people who are really doing well, you want to know who's really doing well for themselves. Well, whoever becomes the first $1 trillion company, and we don't know who it's going to be yet, but we have some obvious candidates, of course. Apple is obviously the top pick to reach that number soon. But who will finally break into that uncharted territory of $1 trillion?
Right. So in our second story of the day, we're going to look at a few companies that could reach that number soon and how close they really are. And when I say soon, I mean in the next 10 years. So we're looking, you know, something like 2027 for this to happen. Mm. Banking giant Barclays gave their input on a bunch of giant companies. And it also thinks that another company that's not even halfway to a $1 trillion market cap is a strong contender for the crown, and that's Amazon.com.
It seems like unthinkable, right? You know, like 1 billion is already like so far-fetched, and
exactly.
1 trillion in your market cap. Yeah. So, and you know why Amazon.com is in this mix? Well, because Amazon's stock shot up an insane like 48% over the past year, and it's now trading at a record high of more than, I think it's what, $887 a share. I mean, what kind of a price is that per share? I mean, take a look at this, right? Their stock rose more than 1% on Friday morning alone, which is on track to set a new high for the third day in a row, and gives the e-commerce company a market valuation of $424 billion. Okay, their growth has also been so rapid within the last year alone that they've become a huge contender to reach that $1 trillion goal alongside Apple.
Yeah, you know, I'm not that surprised by all this. I mean, you know, it's Amazon. Their profits last year were $2.4 billion, which was a 27% increase from the year before. Mm. We even covered how Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is now the second richest man in the world, and he could become the richest if he keeps going at this pace, you know? And in fact, Barclays analyst Ross Sandler wrote in a note to clients this week saying that it's not a matter of if Amazon becomes a trillion dollar company, it's just a matter of when.
The thing is if Amazon shares keep rising like they have in the last 12 months or so, it will get to the elusive $1 trillion market cap in just a little, I think in about a little more than 2 years. So like, who's talking about 2027, right?
Yeah.
But it's an incredibly brisk pace to maintain, and it's really not very realistic, we just have to say. Amazon stock still needs to gain about 140% from its current price to reach that 13-figure valuation. And markets are rarely so steady like we've experienced, and investors are rarely so faithful like we know, and competitors are rarely so unthreatening year after year.
That's true. I mean, speaking of competition, Amazon needs to contend with these giant companies for that $1 trillion spot. Of course, first up, we have Apple that has been the favorite contender on Wall Street. It's not only the biggest company in the S&P 500 with a $756 billion market cap, but even Warren Buffett has given the stock his, you know, his approval. And then the investors firm Berkshire Hathaway has purchased billions of dollars worth of Apple stocks. Investors are hoping that the iPhone 8 release and developments in augmented reality will get Apple to that mark first, but Apple's generous share buyback and dividend program could slow its progress by giving away funds that could be used to develop new and attractive products instead.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to beat Apple, that's for sure. But there's also Alphabet, the parent company of Google, and it's the second largest company on the S&P 500 by market cap, with it's valued at $581 billion. The stock would need to rise about 72% or so to reach $1 trillion, meaning Alphabet would trade at an insane price of $1,460 per share.
Imagine that's 5,000 ringgit for one share.
One share.
Yeah, I can't even brain that price. You know. Okay, then we have also the middle-aged Microsoft, a 42-year-old company that has been around much longer than some of the other contestants in this race, and it's much closer to a $1 trillion market cap than Amazon. Microsoft is currently valued at $417 billion, but it will need a 98% boost to reach $1 trillion. That's not an encouraging number. example at all. Like, yeah, you know, how much more do they need to do? Mm. Oh, you know, just 98%, no biggie.
Yeah, poor Microsoft. Of course, the list isn't complete with the world's biggest social media company, Facebook, of course, which is the fifth largest company on the S&P 500 with a market valuation of $412 billion. What Facebook needs to reach $1 trillion is about a 143% boost to its share price, which is currently at $142. So I guess Microsoft's 98% isn't too bad after all, if you compare it to 143%.
Okay.
But its recent performance has helped create rumors that the company may be among the first to reach the target, because the stock has risen 23% over the past year. So I guess the moral here is never discount Facebook.
Yeah, and the last entry on the list is a fairly new player in the game, which has risen to success extremely fast. And this is, of course, Tesla, which is Elon Musk's electric car company. And it's a dark horse in this race. In fact, Musk himself threw it in the ring while trying to convince investors that Tesla acquiring SolarCity was a good decision.
Yeah.
So, you know, basically by merging and joining with other companies, the combined mega giant could one day reach $1 trillion.
Mm.
And you could say that Musk was being overly optimistic, but he's also, you know, been shockingly right in the past when it comes to predicting his company's trajectory.
Yeah, but based on the scenario at this current moment, it would be very difficult to, this will be a quite a difficult feat to achieve, right?
Mm.
Tesla would need its share price to grow, and listen to this, if you thought Microsoft was bad and everything, 2,122% from its current market cap of $45 billion. I mean, if you thought Microsoft's 98% was a big leap, Tesla has some work to do before it fights with the big dogs. I'm hoping it does, though, because I've been a fan of the company since its inception, and I think Tesla and Musk are doing some great work. He's a bit eccentric with his ideas. I like that, you know, like wanting to plug something into the human brain to make it smarter.
Oh,
but he's also
that Neuralink thing. Yeah,
but he's also very intelligent and ambitious and charismatic, so that's a good thing.
Right. So, you know, as a quick recap, assuming Barclays is in the right ballpark and Amazon reaches $1 trillion at the very end of 2027, Tesla will need to be going at the breakneck pace of about 33% annually to beat that.
Sheesh.
And, you know, perhaps Musk won't win this contest, but at least it's good to know that our savior against artificial intelligence is in this race.
We'll let you digest all that information when we come back. We've got some good news for startups out there looking for some help to up their game. We've been talking about the big guns. Now let's, you know, focus on the small growing ones. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
And we're back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Angie and Audrey. Okay, as promised, some news for startups out there. So local web hosting services and e-commerce solutions provider, the Exabytes Group, we'll just call them Exabytes, okay? They've just launched their, get this, Cockroach Startup Program, the company's first technology funding program to help develop and grow a strong startup community across Malaysia.
Yep, once again, it's called the Cockroach Startup Program. I just wanted to say it. I mean, how frequent do you get to say cockroaches on air? Okay, and despite it being launched on April 1st, it's real, legit, totally proper, and it's not an April Fool's joke, because we checked.
Yes, so why cockroach, you might ask? Well, founder and executive director of Exabytes, Chan Kisyak, he said this is because a cockroach startup is one which keeps struggling and moves forward in spite of changing environments, market conditions and investment scenarios, just like a cockroach.
Mm-hmm.
And he claims that this ties in with Exabytes' motivation, which is to provide a platform that continues to see success in promoting high potential Malaysian startups this year, 2017.
Mm. So we know that Malaysia is the third largest market for startups. We have Grab, iFlix and Happy Fresh are just a few top Malaysian founded startup companies with great innovations and technologies that have established themselves in the Southeast Asia region. And Exabytes want to grow this group of exceptional startups. You know, they want to link some newbies with a group of startup advocates comprising of actual business owners or successful entrepreneurs who are willing to help other entrepreneurs succeed, you know, by way of investment funding, providing mentorship and access to global network.
So what's in store in this cockroach startup program? Every time I say it, you know, this feels weird. Well, Exabytes Alphabet's support apparently comes in two stages. The first stage, stage one, the company will offer 3,000 ringgit worth of credit for 1,000 qualified startups who have joined incubator or accelerator programs to use Exabyte services for 1 year, including services such as domains to hosting servers and online marketing.
Yep. Then the stage two will see 20 shortlisted startups which have successfully developed their products continue to receive Exabyte support worth 30,000 ringgit in credit for their production use. And these 20 startups will also be given 20,000 ringgit in cash in exchange for Exabyte to gain 5% equity shareholding in their business.
Yeah, so what Exabyte hopes to do is help these exceptional startups thrive, not only right here in Malaysia, because according to Chan, over the years, Malaysia's startup ecosystem has seen more and more entrepreneurs with innovative products coming into the market, but many of these startup founders lack the insight, you know, according to him, on how to go beyond their borders to scale up their business, including bringing their products to the global market. Mm,
and, you know, we'll just wait and see what, you know, these cockroach startups deliver following the program. For more information on the program, you can check out at cockroach.asia. I'm not, I kid you not. It's www.cockroach.asia. And joining is free, but to qualify, the startup should be established less than 24 months ago or, you know, two cockroach lifespans. and should be attached to an accelerator like Magic, Cradle, Med Incubator and the likes.
All right. We're about to take a quick breather for some music. But when we come back, we talk about the AOL and Yahoo merger coming up very soon. Speaking of bugs, here's John, Paul, George and Ringo. Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Angie and Audrey. So we have news on the Yahoo AOL merger. Apparently, when Verizon merges Yahoo with AOL after its acquisition of Yahoo closes, the newly created division will get a new name. And according to sources, the new name is Oath.
Oath?
Oath.
Oath. So random. I mean, it's like a company here being called Ikra.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. There are countless companies in Malaysia actually called Ikra. I take it back. Okay. Yeah. Just ignore me. Carry on.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, there are like many companies called Ikra. Okay. Well, here's a little background on this merger just to catch you up if you haven't already heard. The deal was first announced last July. Verizon will acquire Yahoo's core internet business for about $4.8 billion in cash. Yahoo will then be merged with Verizon's AOL unit under Marnie Walden, the executive vice president and president of product innovation and new business. Businesses, with Verizon scooping up Yahoo's search, mail, content, and ad tech businesses.
Yep. And then in January, Yahoo announced in a SEC filing that following the close of the merger, the parts of Yahoo that Verizon is not buying, which includes Yahoo's 15% of Chinese retail giant Alibaba and a part of Yahoo Japan, which is a joint venture with SoftBank, they will continue on the under the name of the Altaba.
Yes. And it's unclear, however, if the Yahoo name will live on at all for any part of the internet business that will be run by AOLs. It could be completely wiped out. But we expect to see a big new branding campaign very soon, along with more details about this new company. Mm.
Just to make things clear, this whole news about Yahoo and AOL's new name is unconfirmed. Yahoo, too, have declined to comment on the new name. But while an AOL spokesperson neither confirmed nor denied the new name, she did say to watch for the launching of the new company, which, in her words, will be one of the most disruptive brand companies in digital.
Yeah, the Yahoo Verizon deal is supposed to be supposed to close in the second quarter of 2017, perhaps on or before April 24th even. So Keep your eye out for that later this month.
Mm-hmm. And now it's time for a roundup of stories that we covered today. Firstly, we talked about Grab has completed its first major acquisition after it bought the Indonesian startup Kudo to boost its mobile payments platform. And it's reported that Grab could have paid more than $100 million for Kudo.
Big money. Mm-hmm. Then we spoke about the race for the first $1 trillion company, more big money, and it's a race, but basically between Apple and Amazon. And even though Amazon is barely halfway to the $1 trillion market cap mark, their stock price has shot up 47% in the last year. So, you know, that kind of growth, and they're only projected to grow bigger.
Yep, and we also covered the launch of a new tech funding called cockroach startup program by the Exabyte Group, which is a web hosting services company. And this program has two stages that will accumulate 1,000 startups and shortlist them into 20 startups, which will also be given 20,000 cash in exchange for Exabyte to gain 5% equity shareholding in their business.
And lastly, the merging of two companies that's been around since the internet bubble, that's Yahoo, AOL, and they're renaming it, apparently, this is unconfirmed, to Oath.
Ikra.
Oath, yeah.
And next up at 12:30 is the Breakfast Grill Repeat with Philip Smith. He's the CEO of Zurich Insurance Malaysia. The insurance landscape will soon see heavy regulation as Bank Negara finalizes moves to overhaul the entire industry. Mm. So Philip tells us what changes to expect in the coming years.
Yeah, and that's all we have on Enterprise Biz Bites for today. From Angeline Tay and me, Audrey Raj, here's wishing you a pleasant working day ahead. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.